They're rejoicing at the Sisters of St. Francis Mother House on Reese Street in Williamsville. That's because one of their own, Blessed Mary Ann Cope, will soon become a saint in the Roman Catholic Church. Sister Mary Ann and another prominent religious woman from New York are expected to be canonized sometime next year. Sister Marcella Nackreiner is communications director for the Sisters of St. Francis in Buffalo. We reached her earlier this morning. Sister, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Mark. It's wonderful to be speaking with you.
Well, I can't imagine a more significant announcement for an order of sisters than learning one of your own has been named a saint.
Oh, it's just wonderful news for the congregation. We're rejoicing and we're giving thanks that one that walked among us is going to be a saint in the Universal Catholic Church.
We're told that Sister Mary Ann moved from Syracuse to Hawaii in the late 1800s to care for those suffering from leprosy. Tell us more about that.
Well, actually what happened is at that time, the Hawaii was called the Sandwich Islands, and it was ruled by a king. And the king had sent letters to, I think it was about 50 different congregations asking for help for the sick and also to teach the children there. And Mother Mary Ann was the only one of the 50 congregations that responded to that request. And soon after, she and six other sisters went to the island.
And she stayed. She never came back.
That's correct. That really was not, I think, believe the intent at the time, because actually she was the general minister, what we would call today mother of the congregation, and actually had duties back in Syracuse.
Yeah.
But she felt this was a call. It follows very much along the lines of our Franciscan charism. As you know, St. Francis actually had a special feeling for the lepers, and she was aligning herself with that same feeling.
Now, to become a saint, the Catholic Church documents a series of miracles attributed to the intervention of the saint-to-be. Today in Syracuse, you'll be introducing some people who recovered from a serious illness that has no medical explanation.
That is true. Actually, when Blessed Mary Ann was raised to the level of Blessed, the Church requires one miracle. And at that time, there was a young woman, Kate Mahoney, who had multiple organ failure. And after the congregation for the saints and the cardinals and the medical physicians checked through all of the documentation that we had sent, it was deemed to be a miracle. And then following that, in order to become a saint, there has to be a second miracle, which has to take place after the first one. At that time, we had another case. It was a Sharon Smith. Both of these women are from the Syracuse area, not Syracuse proper, but within the surrounding area of Syracuse.
And they'll be talking about their experiences today.
Yes, they will.
Now, when is the official canonization expected?
We do not have an official date as yet. There is one more very significant piece that has to go through, and that being that the cardinals that are in Rome at this time will come, and there will be an opening of a prayer time in which they will put more or less their firming of the Pope's decree. And once that happens, then a date will be set.
And in addition to Sister Mary Ann, Blessed Kateri Tekakwitha, whose life is celebrated with a shrine near Amsterdam, New York, will also be canonized. She will become the Church's first Native American saint. To have two saints from New York is clearly unprecedented, I would say.
It certainly is. We're just thrilled to have two saints from New York State.
Sister Marcella, thank you, and appreciate your time with us.
Thank you, Mark. My pleasure.
Sister Marcella Nackreiner is communications director for the Sisters of St. Francis in Buffalo.